1.5 million sandbags. That's the goal set by the city of Moorhead, Minnesota, in anticipation of potentially severe flooding along the Red River. Moorhead, population 38,000, sits just across from Fargo, North Dakota, and the river between them is steadily rising with spring snowmelt. For more, I'm joined now by the mayor of Moorhead, Mark Voxland. Welcome to the program, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
And 1.5 million sandbags, quite a lot. How many have you actually filled so far?
We are done making the initial fill of that 1.5 million. They're palletized and ready to be shipped out to homes along the river when we seem that it's necessary.
Well, tell us about the height of the river and what height would be the warning level for flood.
The river, as it goes into flood stage, goes into flood at 18 feet. We have been told that there's a 50% chance it's going to rise to 38 feet, and there's a 35% chance it might go to its all-time record level, which is about 41 feet.
41-foot level river, and it sounds like that would top a pretty high wall of sandbags that you would lay.
We're fortunate. Most of the homes along the river are protected either naturally or by diking to 37 or 38 feet. So a lot of the sandbags that we're going to put down are going to only go up about 4 to 5 feet total.
Moorhead is accustomed to this threat. We checked in on the city about this time last year. Since then, has the city undertaken any lasting projects to keep dry and avoid a flood?
Well, in 2009 was our record flood, and the Corps of Engineers said that our area is entering into a 50 to 60 year wet cycle. So we partnered with the state of Minnesota, and we have been buying out homes that flood continuously. We also have built some dikes along the river, about 2 miles worth so far. We've got a few more we'd like to build. And then any place where the water from the street drains goes into the river, we've put gate valves on so that we don't have water backing up into our community.
Now, it would be hard to believe that anyone in Moorhead, living near the river at least, wouldn't have flood insurance. But for those who didn't have flood insurance, how late in the game could they buy flood insurance and still be covered for an event this year?
It's one of those moving targets. You have to buy it 30 days before the event. We were urging our citizens by the 15th to 20th of February to buy that flood insurance. I know we bought ours right around Valentine's Day this year.
What does this do to business in Moorhead to have this threat of river flooding hanging over the town, no matter how well you do in sandbagging in anticipation of a flood?
This will be our third year in a row, and this is unprecedented. Normally, we've had a flood, and then we'll have 5 to 10 years before we see another one. I own a small business. And what I've seen is once we start going into the flood threat, people just start pulling back. They're not interested in purchasing things. They're not interested in doing much more than watching the river. So I'm guessing my business is the same as most businesses in the Fargo-Moorhead area, and they see this dip in business. That's been a real problematic thing in our community.
So we're talking about events that, at least by the way in which people forecast these things, would have been once in a century, and you're getting three of them in a row.
The 09 flood was about a 125-year event. The one last year was probably a 70-year event. So, yeah, they seem to be coming every 100 years every year, is what we keep saying.
Well, Mayor Voxland, thanks so much for talking with us today, and good luck
to you.
That's Mayor Mark Voxland of Moorhead, Minnesota, speaking to us from Moorhead. Moorhead is on the Red River, which is rising, and there's a fear of a big flood.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.